line, Willie D. Mays, 1025-1063, the game in the Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Titans running back Julius Chestnut. Julius, appreciate you for joining us coming off of that big game in Minnesota. How has that kind of carried your confidence into this week and now going into the third preseason game against New England?
Just excited. You know, it's just another opportunity for me to showcase what I can do and just go out there and have fun.
And then originally supposed to have practices with New England this week, kind of pivoted now that the New England Patriots have decided to go back to Foxborough. What'd you think of the scrimmage today, Mike Vrabel's decision to scrimmage out on the field?
No, it was definitely fun. It was a fun day. It was different. Didn't think that that's what they was calling us for yesterday to tell us that we was going to do, but it was fun. Got out there and competed. Tried to simulate the same thing as if Patriots were here, so... I think it was good. We built some chemistry with each other. Players that didn't play with each other before normally got to play with each other. So it was fun.
Titans running back Julius Chestnut is with us. You came into this team originally as a practice squad member, a name that maybe a lot of Titans fans didn't know. And then now you've grown into a name that Titans fans honestly can't quite ignore, especially coming off of that performance in Minnesota. What has been the biggest difference for you to come in as maybe an unknown guy and then now growing into your role in this running back room?
You know, I was, like you said before, I was an unknown guy last year. And I would like to say that I grown as a person in this NFL thing. So just overall, just growth is my goal. And people noticing me is just another way for me to showcase what I could do. You know, it's just other people mentioning my name and everything like that. So it's been great.
Now, Julius, does it help or hurt you as a running back the way the NFL has sort of categorized the running back position as not – they're important, but they're not as important as, say, two or three other positions on the football field?
I would like to think that I'm important just because of my – I feel like I can do a lot of things, you know. So it sucks the way the game is now, but it is what it is, and I'm going to try to play the game as long as I can based off my abilities and try to play special teams as much as I can, get on the field any type of way I can. It don't matter what the coaches ask me to do. I try to do it. So it is what it is with the running back position now, but, you know, I just try to do what I can.
And I was going to bring up the special teams part about it because, you know, if you're not the lead guy, then you have to be able to do some other things on the football field. How important has it been to you, the special team aspects of this league?
It's been probably my main focus right now. You know, as deep as our running back room is, you know, we got such a great running back room. You got to try to find a way to get on the field and try to find a way to create your role on the team. And I've been trying to play every special teams I can. It don't matter what it is. So trying to focus on my technique, my craft, everything on special teams.
Now, what has been the difference with this offense based upon what you experienced last year with the coordinator last year Downing to this year with Tim Kelly?
I can't really tell the difference. I'm still learning it, you know. It went from learning one system to another system. So I'm still learning. It's a lot of things that we do different, but it's still a learning process for me right now.
So there has it been a drastic change in philosophies, or still the same philosophy, but we're running some things a little bit different?
It's definitely the same philosophy, kind of, you know, with our team.
Now, was it good to have someone? And I would know the answer, you know, but I'm asking you, is it good to have someone like a Derrick Henry in the preseason where, you know, he's not going to get a lot of run if he may not get none, but then that opens up the door for a guy like you to get a lot of running games?
No doubt. And just having him there as well, it helps, you know, it helps me on the field, being able to showcase what I can do, like I said, and him being on the sideline helps me talk to me, what he sees, you know, just taking notes from him and just trying to showcase what I can do is been great.
Titans running back Julius Chestnut is with us. Kind of similar offensive philosophy from last year to this year, but what are some differences that you've noticed from maybe this time last year until now?
you know, since we got a few different weapons on our team now, mm-hmm. so we try to spread the ball out a little more. So that's probably the main difference. We spreading it out, looking for everybody to be able to touch the ball a little bit so we can exaggerate our game.
Being in a running back room with a guy like Derrick Henry, I'm sure has to be, you know, very beneficial to you. What have you learned from Derrick Henry, not just as the position, but also with work ethic as well?
Yeah, no doubt. And you see every day he come in, he hit about business. He's a great guy on and off the field. He's going to tell you what he's seen. And shoot, sometimes he comes over and asks me what I've seen sometimes. So, and it's been great. He's a tremendous athlete. Mm-hmm. And I can't really replicate what he does because we're two different type of people. But I try to do everything I can to replicate what he does.
Now, can you replicate some of those workouts that he does?
Oh no. Sir.
He's great, different, you know, dragging a tire up a mountain with a chain. All the crazy workouts that he does. So, what are your goals this week going into this third preseason game, third and final game, and your final opportunity to be able to prove yourself?
First, just come out with a win. You know, I always want to win. That's my main focus. But being able to showcase what I can do and just have fun. That's really it.
Keep doing your thing.
Stay healthy, too.
Absolutely. Stay healthy.
Keep doing your thing. Stay healthy. Titans running back Julius Chestnut, really appreciate you joining us. Good luck with the rest of camp.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. We will hear from Mike Vrabel at the podium coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.